Today is the 25th of May, and I was just going over with Mark. He's going to be reading a very, very short psalm today, Psalm 110, which, you know, is a messianic psalm, and it's only seven verses, but it's full of information. It's a psalm of David, and it's giving the prophecy of the coming Messiah. It was written in 1033 BC before Christ. And the psalm talks about Melchizedek, the everlasting priesthood of Melchizedek, which is Christ. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark, and he's going to read this psalm for us. And also, another part I'd like to bring out about this particular psalm is that it annihilates the doctrine of free will, because it says in verse 3, "Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power." Has nothing to do with free will, and annihilates the doctrine of free will. And how does God make a person willing in the day of his power? He makes them willing because they are born again by the Spirit of God. Okay? So it's a very important psalm. Here you go, Mark.
Psalm chapter 110. A psalm of David. "The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand till I might make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, and the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning thou hast to do of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head." Okay.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. Thank you.